I think there's a lot we don't know. I think there's a lot that we're learning every day. And as Jennifer said, we had a lot, there was a lot of concern both institutionally, but also from our staff about protecting themselves. And so we've done a series of training videos for the staff on how to keep themselves safe, when movement's allowed, how to go about doing that. In terms of research agenda, what we've been doing right now is telephonics surveys. So we've got the phone numbers of everyone, every household that has a phone. And so we've been calling them and collecting the information from participants, but also from our stakeholders, the traditional leaders in the community, and asking them about the impact of not just COVID-19, but also the lockdown, which I think is the second order effect that is really impacting our communities even more so than COVID-19 potentially. We have some research that is being planned to piggyback onto our platform, and right now that's obviously on hold. We're hoping that, you know, come later in the fall, there's some movement that allows for that research to continue. We actually, evaluation is scheduled to be in the field right now, and that's been postponed. There's questions about whether it will take place at all or not. So I think right now there's just a lot of question marks about how to move forward. You know, our staff was doing household visits with pregnant and lactating women on a monthly basis. So they're used to kind of being that one-on-one interaction already, but, you know, doing it from a distance, it'll be interesting to see how that goes forward. We haven't heard stories about people shutting their doors. I don't know if it's because most of our communities, it's an ethnic group lives together in the village. So it's, you know, a member of the ethnic group living with their own ethnic members. But I think some of that also depends on how full-blown the epidemic becomes in some of these areas that are more remote, that haven't had it yet. So I think, you know, Jennifer's point about PPE is so true. I mean, there is no PPE at all in the CHT. So that's all having to be shipped in and require special permissions from the government, from the Army, and you know, U.S. regulations about where it can come from also make it difficult. Quality of PPE from the source has been a factor. There's so many things I think that we probably should have prepared for better as a global community, and now we're playing catch up.